What is the mark of the beast? How will everyone in the world see the two witnesses in the end times? And what will the living image of the Antichrist look like? The key to answering these puzzling questions about Bible prophecy is technology. People are usually surprised to discover that technology is mentioned in the Bible. In fact, it is one of the six major categories of the signs of the times given to help us recognize what's coming. They are signs of nature, signs of society, spiritual signs, both positive and negative, signs of world politics, signs of technology, and signs of Israel.
You know, the fifth sign, the signs of technology, is our focus today. Welcome to Christ in Prophecy. I'm your host, Tim Moore, director and senior evangelist for Lamb & Lion Ministries, and I'm joined today by our internet evangelist, Nathan Jones. Together, we are dedicated to helping you better understand Bible prophecy, because the Bible is clear that Jesus is coming back, and he's coming back soon. Well, over the past several weeks, we have explored each of these categories of signs in detail, and this week, we're going to explain how the explosion of modern technology is connected to ancient Bible prophecies from more than 2,500 years ago.
Yes, what used to be fantasies of science fiction are now things we use every day. And of course, technology can be good or bad depending on how it is used. So as we continue, you'll discover how some technologies will be used to help people and even share the gospel in the end times, and other technologies will cause massive widespread destruction. Well, we have a lot to cover on today's program, and I think our listeners, Tim, are really going to find this conversation fascinating and helpful as we point to the signs of technology. We'll get underway in just a moment. In the meantime, to find out more about Lamb & Lion Ministries, please visit us on our website at christinprophecy.org or download our Lamb & Lion app. We have a wealth of information about Bible prophecy to get you excited about Jesus' soon return.
When you scroll through the daily news, you almost always hear bad news. It's easy to forget that there's anything good happening in the world today. But here at Christ in Prophecy, we want to proclaim the good news that Jesus Christ is returning soon. So swipe away the endless bad news and open up our free online Lamplighter magazine to discover your blessed hope. In the Lamplighter magazine, we explain why the nations are raging against each other in war, what's really happening in culture, and why you can have hope in Christ. The Lamplighter magazine is available in email, print, and downloadable formats. Sign up today at christinprophecy.org.
Well, welcome back to Christ in Prophecy. Today, we're talking about the sign of technology. And Nathan, we made a point in our introduction that technology is in the Bible, and yet that word never appears in my translation of the Bible. So what are we talking about when we say technology is woven throughout the Bible, at least in prophecy?
People tend to think in the Old Testament that people were like cavemen who dragged their women by their hair and they tried to make fire and stuff like that. But that's not the truth at all. God created Adam and Eve intelligently, and we can read from the very beginning that Adam and Eve took care of a garden. They were intelligent. They used technology, which technology really is how we fix our problems and we make stuff to fix our problems. And so that's what they did. When Abel worked in the fields, he didn't dig in the dirt with his hands. He created tools. We read about Tubal-Cain, who in later generations created tremendous tools. We can go after the flood and read about how the Egyptians, you know, they could write. Mankind could speak from the beginning. They didn't go, ooh, ooh, ooh. You know, they could speak. There was all sorts of technology, sword making, instruments, very complicated musical instruments. So there's technology throughout human history all the way from the beginning. But the Bible also prophesies certain technologies that for these prophecies that are future, there has to be technology involved to make them happen. So the Bible is technically prophesying future technologies.
It surely is. And even in the ancient times, there were technologies that the Israelites sometimes longed for, whether it was bronze tools, whether it was iron later, whether it was Egyptian chariots. And the Lord told them, do not be reliant on technology. You need to be reliant on me. But it does give us an understanding of how some of these things that are prophesied will come to pass. And so we're told in the Old Testament that there would be an increase in knowledge. Daniel makes that very clear in chapter 12, verse 4. When Daniel is asking for better discernment on the very things he's recording, the Lord says, but you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the end of time. Many will run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. And so we're told that knowledge itself will increase. I would dare say that knowledge has continued to increase, but we've had a loss of wisdom in terms of applying that knowledge. And yet we do see people running to and fro. And that even harkens to the explosion of transportation and our ability to get on a plane, a train, an automobile, and travel faster than people could until about 100 years ago. We were limited to horse speed until we hit the modern era.
It's amazing when you think about this prophecy, because this prophecy is so important. So Daniel's given this vision by this angel of all these world events that are going to take place, but he doesn't understand them because these events haven't happened yet. So he's kind of scratching his head, and he's like, can you explain it, is basically what he asked. And the angel says, nope, you're not going to understand it, because basically these things have to happen first for you to do that. But you'll recognize you're in the end times when two things happen, knowledge increase and transportation increases. And Tim, I've heard this statement in the late 1800s that the most that someone would know would fit into a Sunday edition of the New York Times. I mean, people were educated up to, my grandfather dropped out at sixth grade and another had to leave to help the family in ninth grade. Education wasn't important, but today education is all the thing, and we have technologies that help make education possible, particularly the computer and the internet.
We surely do. You mentioned your grandfather. My grandfather's dropped out of school, and they really didn't drop out. They just had finished what they reasonably could acquire because there was a demand to work in order to provide livelihood for their families. One of my grandfathers had been orphaned at a young age. At least his father had passed away, and so he had to begin working. And yet, I would dare say they were much more intelligent and better read than many people today who attend college, because they always had a hunger for learning and for reading. Having said that, yes, there has been an explosion in the amount of information that is readily available to us, whether on our computer, whether on our phone. And so we've seen that prophecy come to fulfillment. And I have to make this very clear as well. Our grandparents and great-grandparents couldn't have imagined some of the things that we take for granted today. And even as they would have studied Bible prophecy, we mentioned already the two witnesses that are found in Revelation 11. And the Bible says that the entire world will become annoyed because the entire world hears their message of evangelism. And at the 3.5-year point of the tribulation, when the Antichrist is allowed to kill them, the entire world will look on as their bodies lie in the streets of Jerusalem. The world will exchange gifts because they're celebrating that these troublers have been killed. 3 days later, they will rise again. But our forebears would have wondered, how can the entire world look on as two men lie in the streets of Jerusalem? And today we take for granted how that will happen because the era of modern television and satellite communication makes instantaneous video and audio possible, which is how we're coming to folks today through the miracle of modern radio.
Absolutely. So we got an increase in knowledge, which technology makes happen, increase in transportation. If you watch a video of San Francisco from 1906 on YouTube, there's more horses than cars out there. We've also talked about how the two witnesses will be viewed throughout the world. There's also something called the Mark of the Beast. Revelation 13, 16 through 17 says that the Antichrist will control the world's population by their controlling their money, and they'll have to take a mark on their right hand or forehead in order to buy or sell. Well, you can't control the world's money unless you control e-commerce, and we have that ability today.
We certainly do. And folks, we're going to take a break for just a moment, but we want to emphasize that technology is not only something that should be feared looking forward, it's something that should be used to the glory of God. So again, whether it's through radio, through television, we have the means of sharing the gospel all around the world, and we'll continue to do so. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In addition to this broadcast, Christ in Prophecy offers a fascinating weekly TV program that digs deeper into God's prophetic word. Christ in Prophecy TV airs on several networks and online to give you a biblical perspective on unfolding events. Find out what's happening with AI, Middle Eastern politics, the United States, and so much more when you watch Christ in Prophecy TV, available now at christinprophecy.org.
Welcome back to Christ in Prophecy with Tim Moore and Nathan Jones. Nathan, as we ended, we were talking about technology as being both good and bad. Obviously, there are many benefits to technology, but there are some things that are very tragic as we witness in our world today from a current event standpoint. So let's give a brief update on what's really going on regarding current events and technology from a biblical perspective.
Yeah, I love the title of this segment, What's Really Going On, because there's a lot going on in the world, especially as it relates to technology. And Tim, I think most people have got their eyes focused on artificial intelligence right now. That's the big fear as computers get smarter and smarter and the programs like ChatGTP get smarter and smarter, that they are starting to take over people's jobs. Their content contributors, artists, doctors, programmers are all looking to lose their jobs. But I found this very interesting article in End Times headline. It says, AI's next fight over whose values it should hold. And they're finding that AI is programmed based on what the current trends are on the internet. It scans the internet and is finding that a lot of AI's answers and beliefs are secular in nature. And it's taking religious material, religious answers, and secularizing them. So the big concern is there's no such thing as AI systems without values. And this means the newest technology platform must navigate partisan risks and international tensions from the very beginning. Do you think AI is even up to that?
I certainly think AI is both tremendously – has much potential, but is also has much threat. You know, Nathan, this has been an age-old fear of at least modern man that technology would – go beyond the ability of mankind to control it. I remember back in the 60s, there was a Japanese television program called Johnny Sacco and the Giant Robot. It was later made into an American movie about the Iron Giant.
Oh, yes.
And so this young boy is able to imprint on a robot, and he becomes the person that controls the robot. It's all determined by who controls the technology. And so we've seen Terminator movies. We've seen all sorts of different Hollywood presentations on the fear that we should have. 2001, A Space Odyssey is another example where HAL, the computer, kind of decided that human beings were the problem and needed to be eradicated. We are on the cusp of being able to fulfill some of that, and there's great angst about what technology could bear, but really it is determined by who is in control. And so to this point, when I turn on my toaster or my microwave, I have complete authority over those devices. I'm not so sure I always have that authority over my computer. And just as of today, it was announced that the NSA, the National Security Agency, has been collecting data on every American's use of the internet just so they can keep tabs. It all goes back to who has actual control of and authority over the technology we use.
Yes, control's the answer, because you can't control a population with people. You just can't have enough people in a data center keystroking everything, and you need an artificial intelligence that picks up trends and ideas and things. It's interesting. This article says AI makers struggle to prevent their systems from showing racist, anti-Semitic, anti-LGBTQ tendencies as they face complaints that they're too woke. And that's the issue here, is that the people who are programming these AI systems are not biblically aligned. And so this system will eventually, as we read in about that tribulation time period coming where this one world ruler will rule the world, he's going to have to use AI to control it. Another technology, Tim, that it's interesting is how much people fear death. When you don't have a biblical worldview, you fear the afterlife, and rightly so, because the afterlife is hell. Here's another interesting article about a growing number of people are signing up to be frozen in liquid nitrogen with the hopes of being resurrected for the future. Are we looking at people who are basically frozen like popsicles, waiting for a medical miracle to be invented, and then they'll wake up 100 years later and be cured?
We certainly are. And people putting their hope in everything but the God of Scripture,
yes,
and the truth of Bible prophecy. And so anyone who has been secularized in their worldview looks to the world or looks to technology to resolve their problems. Let's face it, there are challenges that we face to where we have to use some form of computer technology to be able to respond quickly enough. I was told that our various defense systems are almost set on automatic because there's not time for humans to respond. But folks, the reality is Bible prophecy tells us that there is time to respond to what is most important, and that is the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're going to come back in just a moment and turn our attention back to Bible prophecy and how that bears on all that we see before us and all that we anticipate in the soon coming future. Hi, this is Tim Moore with Lemon Lime Ministries. Have you ever wished you could experience living in Bible times or to walk where Jesus walked in the land of Israel? Well, now you can. You are invited to join me on a tour through Israel, following in the footsteps of Jesus. Together we will experience the places where Bible prophecy was fulfilled and discover how prophecy is being fulfilled today. I warn you, this won't be like other trips to Israel. This trip is designed to be a spiritual adventure. We're not going on a vacation. We're drawing near to the Lord and developing a better understanding of His Word.
The trip highlights sites that relate to the life of Jesus and end times Bible prophecy. At each site, I will conduct devotionals and in-depth Bible studies to guide our spiritual pilgrimage in Israel. Join me in the Holy Land to deepen your understanding of Scripture and walk where Jesus walked. For more information and to register, go to christinprophecy.org/events.
Technology has exploded in recent decades, and it's advancing rapidly. Technology has made it possible for us to finally understand some of the Bible prophecies that, frankly, were a mystery for thousands of years. Tim, we were talking about the mark of the beast. Can you give us a little more detail about exactly what that prophecy is?
Yeah, the prophecy declares that the mark of the beast will be something that the world will take at the insistence of the Antichrist. And it will be a clear distinguishing mark on their forehead or their wrist, declaring that they have committed themselves to the beast, to worshiping the beast, to being loyal to the beast. And Scripture is very clear. This will not be something that you do accidentally. It's not something you're duped into. It is something that is absolutely, irrefutably a declaration of loyalty to this Antichrist. And so we get people all the time that are afraid if they take a credit card or if they have some other modern technology tool that perhaps they're taking the mark of the beast. Folks, that is not what your credit card is or what anything else we've seen so far. And yet we're told that this mark will prevent people from being able to buy and sell. In other words, if they refuse to take the mark. And that is where we see technology come into fruition, because even today, with all the RFID chips and everything else, it's possible to control buying and selling, or at least monitoring buying and selling. Just recently, Sam's clubs around the country announced that you don't even have to go through the checkout line or at least have your receipt scanned, because they have the technology to know whether what's in your cart has already been paid for. All of that is due to technology and AI, and some people embrace that as being a great convenience, and yet it's that same technology and capability that Satan will put to very nefarious use when the Antichrist arrives on the scene.
Well, yeah, Whole Foods and other organizations are even using palm scanning, so that's already coming about. That technology already exists. Another technology that the Antichrist will use, he has a false prophet, kind of his pope of his religion, and he performs great signs, Revelation 13:13 says, so that he makes fire come down from heaven on earth in the sight of men, and he deceives these people by setting up an image of the beast that people are meant to worship, kind of like Nebuchadnezzar's statue. He had the people worship him. Well, this Antichrist will be worshiped through this living image. He can't be everywhere all at once. So here we've got this two-part prophecy about the false prophet will send fire from heaven, possibly missiles or lasers or something like that, and the Antichrist will be worshipped with the living image. Well, we've got images on television today. You could just pull up your cell phone. Maybe it's a time of day that everybody's supposed to worship the Antichrist. They pull up his image on their cell phone, or it could be a giant robot like the giant, or it could be holograms. We don't know per se, but the fact that you can get the whole world to look at one image from anywhere on the planet, that technology exists today.
It really does. As you said already, you can go to shows where dead artists are recreated in hologram form with some of their original songs and made to perform. And people are amazed at the lifelikeness of this image that appears on the screen. You can think something a little bit more rudimentary in today's terms. If you go to Disney World, you can go to the Hall of Presidents, and you can watch as Abraham Lincoln stands up in this robotic form of Abraham Lincoln delivers a speech while all the other presidents are gathered there and have motion and movement. And people back in the day, just 40 or 50 years ago, were amazed at the technology that brought these dead presidents to life. Well, things are so much more advanced today, much farther advanced, and so that's exactly what the Antichrist will use. And we see this over and over again. Things that have capability for good, Satan turns toward evil. And yet the ability to collect data, the ability to control through technology, people's buying and selling, to create an image, all of this is foretold in God's prophetic word.
And I'd bet, too, a lot of it's tied to China's social credit score. We have hundreds of millions of cameras watching everybody. The computers are recording their loyalty to the state and giving them permissions or denials based on their behavior and loyalty to the state. Imagine that going worldwide. I could see the Antichrist using such a system because then it cuts off people's ability to buy or sell. Well, one of the things that the Bible prophesies in the end times, Revelation 9:16 and 14:20, is a tremendous population explosion because we have 100 million man armies marching around during the tribulation time period. And we have modern medicine today, which has made that possible.
We certainly do. And we take for granted in our modern era just the advances that we've seen over the last 100 years. 100 years ago, people were in terror that someone in their family, a loved one, would contract polio, which would be devastating, that they would be crippled, that they would have to live in an iron lung, that they might get a disease or illness, and there was no medical cure. Today, we have medical capabilities that have prolonged the lifespan of the average person well into their 80s or greater. And so the population explosion has been allowed through modern technology, and that's everything from clean water to clean sewer systems to even medical devices and capabilities to eradicate viruses and bacteria, and obviously to operate on human beings down to having open heart surgery and things of that nature, unfathomable to our forebears. I mean, they were still using leeches to bleed presidents as late as George Washington, Abraham Lincoln. They had very basic medical capability.
Well, that's right, Tim. One of the great signs of the end times is that the gospel will spread all over the world. We don't have much time to talk about that, but next week we're going to dedicate our time to the last category of signs, the signs of Israel. And listeners can expect to hear us address contemporary issues like technology and the events in Israel from always a biblical perspective. Our program, folks, is grounded in the Word of God. We're not going to use sensationalism or speculation about future events. So stay tuned. We're going to come back in a moment, and Tim's going to bring us a final word of encouragement.
This world is the source of endless distractions and sinful enticements that assault our devotion to Christ. Scrolling through social media rarely improves your walk with the Lord, but knowing Bible prophecy can help you remember what endures. Here at Christ in Prophecy, we want everyone to know that Jesus is coming back, and He doesn't want His people to be unprepared. So to stay up to date about unfolding events, get a biblical perspective on the signs of the times, and dig deeper into God's prophetic word, check out our free Lamplighter magazine. You can easily sign up to have Lamplighter magazine delivered directly to your email inbox when you go to christinprophecy.org. Sign up today.
Well, as we closed out this episode of Christ in Prophecy, Nathan Jones just made the point that there are very positive aspects of prophecy, including the distribution of the gospel around the world. The fact that we're coming to you today on a radio broadcast is utilizing modern technology for the glory of God. We use television technology in our Christ in Prophecy television program. We use the internet to try to get the word out that Jesus is coming soon. And so this is something that should be celebrated, that God has provided us with the means to reach the entire world with the good news of Jesus Christ. Revelation tells us in chapter 6, verse 14 and 15, that men will faint from terror from some of the things that they are seeing in the end times. And we believe that many of them are manifest through technology used for evil purposes. But folks, we also have to be glorifying God with the fact that we live in an era when so many things that were prophesied are coming to pass before our eyes, and through technology, we have the ability to see or to witness them for ourselves happening all around the world. We spoke about the book of Daniel earlier, and clearly the Lord told Daniel to conceal the words and seal up the book until the end of time when many would go back and forth and knowledge will increase. Daniel was frustrated that he did not always understand even the prophecies he was recording. He said, "Lord, what will be the outcome of these events?" And the Lord told him in Daniel chapter 12, verse 9, "Go your way, for these words are concealed and sealed up until the end of time. Many will be purged, purified, and refined, but the wicked will act wickedly, and none of the wicked will understand. But those who have insight will understand." Folks, do you realize even the fact that you have a Bible that you can possess and own and read is a modern technology that allows you to gain understanding? Some would say you have the ability to run to and fro through the pages of Scripture to understand God's Word in a way that your forebears were not allowed to, because they could not even own a Bible. The printed word is a modern technological miracle that we take for granted. We also have the ability to, through hindsight, recognize so many of the prophecies coming to pass or that have already come to pass in fulfillment of God's Word. So I hope that you'll join us here at Christ in Prophecy in looking forward to the Lord's soon return, knowing that all of His promises are yes and amen. And whether through technology or whether through just His supernatural capability, He will fulfill every one. Have a blessed week. Until next week, this is Tim Moore for Christ in Prophecy Radio, wishing you Godspeed.